The penalties for crimes are the subject of history books and volumes of mythology. Commentator Bill Harley found out that retelling tales of turmoil can captivate an audience, especially an elementary school audience.
I was explaining the idea of reversal, a surprise that happens in a story. One kid in the back started to wave his hand wildly. I called on him. "Like Luke Skywalker in Star Wars," he said, "when he finds out that Darth Vader is his father and he's trying to kill him." "Exactly," I said. I got excited myself. Nothing like when a teaching moment arrives, and maybe that's why I said it. "It's an old story, told again," I said, "like Oedipus Rex." "Who's that?" someone up front asked. "It's a Greek story about a king who killed his father," I answered. "What did he do that for?" someone said. "Well, he didn't know it was his father," I explained. "How could you not know it was your father?" a boy asked. "He didn't know it was his father because he'd been sent away from his parents when he was very young. An oracle told them that their son would kill the father, so they sent him away." "An oracle," somebody said. "What's that?" "A fortune teller," I said. "Awesome," another kid said. A teacher shifted in her chair. "What happened next?" three kids asked at once. "Well," I said, "Oedipus met the queen, who was really his mother, and then they got married." "Gross," they replied. "He married his mother." "I think that's illegal," a girl said. "What did they do to him?" the kid screamed. "I don't remember," I said. "It's just an old story." I had already covered patricide and incest and didn't see the need to cover suicide and poking one's eyes out. At the end of the class, the teachers had their faces in their hands. I would only be there one more day, but they would be left to clean up the House of Thebes and the curse cast upon it for the rest of the school year.
Singer and songwriter Bill Harley lives in Seekonk, Massachusetts.